This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, our nation. So good to have you this morning. I am so happy to be sitting in here today. My name is Sam, and we'll have Daniel. He won't be here for the first hour, but he has kindly asked me to assist with the news hour this morning, and I'm very happy to be here with the compassionate and intelligent and truth-seeking power our nation. As you know, I'm a little bit new, very new actually, to the group. So I thank the engineer Blake, and I thank all of you for your kindness and your tender pity as I learn the ropes to do the best I can for you, bringing you information and seeking truth along with everything else. I like sharing once in a while a quote from what our nation used to use to teach our children how to read. I have in my hand a 1922 McGuffey reader. It's called the Eclectic Third Reading Edition, and it talks about knowledge. And I think it'd be a nice quote to start with today, because that's something that we're all looking for, truth. It's all about the truth. That's what the it's what's on the website for Power Our Nation. We're going to have such a great show today, actually. Before I read this, Sherry Rogers, one of your favorites, will be in the second hour, and she will be just continuing her amazing career of finding out the truth and sharing that for your health. You'll be able to give her your questions. And then there's been some controversy yet again about coconut oil. And the American Heart Association has raised a red flag with coconut oil, but is that true? We'll have total Bruce Fife. He's also known as Dr. Coconut. Very interesting things about that research study that the American Heart Association is talking about. Of course, it was funded by a lot of pharmaceutical companies, so that might give you a little clue as to the direction they're coming. It's a couple of minutes past 7 a.m. Today is the sixth day of the month, and I want to share again this little tiny paragraph about knowledge. This was given to our young children in the American public schools in 1922. It says, knowledge is power. It is the philosopher's stone, the true alchemy that turns everything it touches into gold. It is the scepter. It gives us dominion over nature, the key that unlocks the storehouse of creation and opens to us the treasures of the universe. That's what was being taught in our schools in 1922. Now, maybe some of you have grandparents, parents, or even great-grandparents were in school at that time, but that's what they were learning. And isn't that something in terms of fast-forwarding here to Common Core and some of the other travesties, really, as far as understanding what education is and what knowledge is. So I wanted to share that with you from the 1922 McGuffey Reader. We have a lot of different news today. We're going to get an update on that young infant, Charlie Gard. We're going to find out what's going on in Afghanistan. We have some very interesting statistics in terms of the addiction use in America. And we're going to be talking about public schools and some of the toxic things in the air, not only in public schools, but in the airplanes, actually the jets that you fly in and traverse the country, aerotoxic syndrome. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later, too. Of course, in hour two, again, Sherry Rogers, her monthly tips and brilliant insight. Hour three, Bruce Fife, Dr. Coconut, and we'll get to the news in just a little bit. Again, my name is Sam. My friends call me Redneck Nana Sam, actually, and I'm just thrilled to be here and be with you for this first hour. Looking forward to sharing some really good information with you. Good morning again to all you Power Hour listeners, and we're going to have a real good show and a really excellent next 3 hours. Bruce will be in at 3:00. Sherry in a second, and Dan will be here back in an hour.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good morning and welcome to the Power Hour. So glad to have you with me this morning. My name is Sam, and of course Dana Bergman is here for this hour for the interviews with Sherry Rogers, and in that third hour, Bruce Fife. Let's get to some news. The holiday weekend was not pleasant in Chicago. This past weekend, more than 100 people were hit by gunfire, 14 dying of their wounds. So that's from the Chicago Tribune. The youngest victim was 13, the oldest 60. The shootings were concentrated in the southwest portion of the country's third largest city. The heavy toll came after President Donald Trump announced before last weekend he would be sending federal reinforcements to tackle the chronic violence in Chicago. Vanity Fair has a report on the deadly and actually abusive behaviors of the Chicago PD. That was detailed in a 164-page report, and that was released at the beginning of the year. That report called the investigation of the Chicago Police Department. It's available online. It took 13 months to complete, and it described the longstanding patterns of abuse, civil rights violations, and evidence of unwarranted killing. There were several trends identified in that report from the Chicago Police Department that engaged in dangerous and unnecessary foot pursuits, unsound tactics that results in shooting people. The Department of Justice have done other police departments around the country. They've investigated. In 2016, the Washington Post tallied 936 instances where police used lethal force yesterday. As I said, Donald Trump has announced that he's going to send federal reinforcements to tackle that chronic violence, which has gone on for some time in Chicago. If you missed yesterday's show, especially the third-hour interview with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, I really would encourage you to review that interview. He shared some excellent advice on how to interact with police, even if it's a routine traffic stop. He's written tremendous articles on the burgeoning police state in America. And one of the best ways to review that radio show from the 5th, from yesterday, is to go to the website, Power Hour Nation, go to the radio show on the banner, and as you click on that, you can go down to schedule. And when you hit schedule, it'll take you to the month. You go to that day, and there are links, direct links to the hours. And John Whitehead was on yesterday's show on the third hour, and really a tremendous interview. So what's going on in Afghanistan? Here's some excerpts from Jane Pereire, an independent researcher for the New Eastern Outlook. After 16 years of continuous war, Afghanistan remains plunged in a bloody conflict with shockingly high losses being suffered by security forces, the civilian population. You might recall 3 months ago, the U.S. Air Force dropped the MOAB, that's called the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb. It's referred to as the mother of all bombs, and that was dropped to destroy a small facility in Nangarhar province. But there wasn't much talk about it. The Pentagon, the Taliban, Kabul, or ISIS didn't really say anything about the deployment of one of the most powerful non-nuclear charges. Again, this is an excerpt from Jean Pereire from the New Eastern Outlook. He says that you might be able to qualify that test, the routine test, that whole event as a routine test of military equipment in the war on terror, the so-called war on terror. Now, Afghanistan remains the world's largest producer of drugs. It's producing about 80% of all heroin on the black market. The production of heroin in Afghanistan increased by 50%, by 50 times, not 50%. The production of heroin in Afghanistan increased by 50 times since the U.S. invasion. When the Taliban came to power over 20 years ago, it managed to suppress the absolute majority of drug producers around the country with cruel measures. But after the U.S. invasion, the drug lords came back to grace, bribing corrupted officials that Washington hired. According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, the potential gross value of opium trade reaches about $1.56 billion, or 7.4% of Afghanistan's GDP. Now, the National Security Office and the White House have said it's time for a new strategy in the Afghan war, and their goal is to link the success of President Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai's plans, which is to rebuild the government and return the territory controlled by the Taliban. It's going to cost about $23 billion a year to arm the police and armed forces. The potential for U.S. servicemen and women to be deployed does exist. Apparently, the longest military campaign in the history of the U.S. is beginning again, according to Jean Pereire. In this article, he says, because heroin is expensive and the commercialization is beneficial, not only to the Afghan drug barons, but to certain dealers in the United States. Maybe you are a family, and there are millions of families across America who have been touched by another family member who has been succumbed to a heroin or an opioid addiction. In 2014, according to CBS News, there were over 1 million heroin users in the country, three times the amount found in 2003. And deaths from the drug have increased fivefold since 2000. It's now more Americans die from drug overdoses, including prescription opioids, than car crashes. Nevada is a state that has been particularly hit, and they have an answer to this problem that you might not think is quite the right answer. Clark County, this is from Natural News, Clark County has a couple of million residents, and they do have the jurisdiction over that world-famous Las Vegas Strip. They generate tourism dollars to about $6.4 billion a year, but amidst the dancers and the twinkling lights and those alcohol-fueled festivities and gambling machines, there's a tragic growing scourge of drug addiction. Heroin in Nevada is at the top of the list. It's not the only state, but Nevada is ranked as the number 4 in overdose deaths in the nation. Addiction often starts with a doctor's pain pill prescription. Listen to this statistic. In 2010, Nevada physicians wrote 94 painkiller prescriptions for every 100 residents in Nevada. Now, all hands are on deck to try to tackle the epidemic, and they have a couple of short-term emergency detox centers. They've got some treatment centers. They've got some education and legislation going on, but some say that's just too late for many. There's some groups in Clark County that are working against it. Again, you heard that statistic. There are more deaths from heroin than traffic accidents and homicides combined in Clark County. Since 2008, there's been a 400% increase in accidental deaths in Clark County in Nevada. Now, one of the things they're trying to do to stop this, three agencies, the Southern Nevada Health District, the Track B Exchange, and the Nevada AIDS Research and Education Society, they're trying a new approach. They are the first people in the nation to provide vending machines to automate the dispensing of clean needles for intravenous drug users. Chelsea Cheatham is the co-director of the concept and the Track B Exchange program manager. She thinks the vending service will help reduce blood-borne infections when needles are shared, especially hepatitis C and HIV. But free needles do not prevent the death of the user. It cannot treat the underlying causes of addiction. It does not stem the brain and body's physical urges of addiction. But that's not a problem for Michael Jorge. He has other priorities. He's in a counseling center. He directs the HIV lab, and he says that basically creating these vending machines with fresh needles is like the heart and soul. It's like our heart and soul. That's a quote. Seeing this happen is actually a dream come true. Now, there's a catch. If you are one of the estimated 5,800 intravenous drug users in Clark County in Nevada, you've got to register for your vending machine privileges at any one of three locations. And here's how you do it. You provide your identification. And of course, this puts you and your addiction practice on the tracking radar. Marlo Tong, who's the manager of the Office of Epidemiology and the Disease Surveillance for the Health District, believes that the estimated number of users is drastically understated, so they believe they're estimating 5,800, but they think that there's a lot more, and they say it's only expected to increase. Ms. Tong had spent a decade pushing for a needle vending system. It's paid for by private donations. She believes that the syringe vending machine offers a low-pressure way to increase safety and reduce the stigma of illegal activity. She cautions, however, that the majority of the community using heroin is underground, and it takes a lot of time to build that trust. Yes, Ms. Tong, indeed. That's the news from Clark County. You're listening to the Power Hour. It's about 18 minutes past the hour. We want to encourage you to definitely visit Power Mall, thepowermall.com. There are orders are beginning to come in. It's beginning to be rebuilt. And as Joyce used to always say, you want to make sure you buy from the good guys. That Power Mall phone number is 877-817-9829. Have you been on airplanes lately? Have you been traveling around the country? Or perhaps during this holiday, you got on one and flew across the country, and when you got off that plane, you were coughing, or your eyes were, you know, watering, or you just had some problems in your respiratory system? Well, you need to understand there is a disease called aerotoxicity syndrome. And we'll learn about that from greenmedinfo.com. Sawyer G. Aerotoxic Syndrome is the name. We'll talk about that when we come back after this break. We will also talk about that toxic air, PCBs, that are actually going on in public schools. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Another beautiful day. The sun came up today. The birds are chirping, and you are with the Power Hour. It is 7:24, and I'm so happy to be here with you. I ask for your kind and tender pity as we move forward. I am a new addition on the Power Hour. My name is Sam. My friends call me Redneck Nana Sam, but I am so pleased to be here. We're going to have some really interesting news today and a great show. The second hour, one of your favorite Sherry Rogers will be in, and Bruce Fife, Dr. Coconut, will be in hour three. Daniel will be in also in hour two and asked me to sit in for him this morning solo. So that's what I'm doing. Aerotoxic syndrome. Have you heard of that? This is from greenmedinfo.com. Do you fly on a frequent basis? Aerotoxicity syndrome. It's reported by Sayer G at GreenMedInfo. Most people know absolutely nothing about the air inside those jet cabins as you traverse the country. Maybe you've experienced the headaches, the vision, or the breathing problems, or maybe dizziness. This can be due to pyrolyzed engine oils and other fluids that passengers are exposed to in what they call bleed air. That's the air used to pressurize the cabins you're in. New research by the World Health Organization journal called the Public Air Parameter Report, they looked at 200 airline workers who are exposed on a continual basis. These workers had eye, nose, throat infections, skin reactions, recurrent respiratory tract infections, fatigue, nausea, and cramps. They even had other diagnoses like cardiovascular problems, neurological problems, respiratory system problems, chronic fatigue, chemical sensitivity, soft tissue damage, cancer, and of course, aerotoxic syndrome. The study found 15 circumstances where pilots were partially incapacitated because the contaminated air had come into the cockpit. Sayer G says this is a phenomenon. He calls this the asbestos of the sky. Millions are exposed to it. There's one aircraft, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, that is the only plane that takes fresh air from the outside instead of directly from the compressors in the jet engines to supply the cabin. He encourages people to get informed and demand that the airlines make changes. But jets are not the only places with toxic air. A story from Natural News says that public schools are found to be toxic bombs of PCBs being inhaled by students. A study published in Environmental Science and Technology revealed that concentrations of airborne polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, may persist in schools and cause some students to breathe in the chemicals, which then in turn will expose them to higher levels when they inadvertently consume them through the food. PCBs are toxic synthetic compounds that were banned 40 years ago. Before being banned, the chemicals were used in different industrial applications like paints and building materials. Various industries were once known to dump PCBs into rivers and streams, and this, of course, resulted in massive environmental cleanup. They are no longer available in the U.S., but the chemicals may still be seen in older buildings that use them. Past studies have associated PCB exposure through inhalation, ingestion, or skin contact with adverse health effects, including cancer and developmental issues. Children, of course, are always at an increased risk of these health woes. As part of the current study, the team of researchers at the University of Iowa examined air quality both inside and outside of six schools that were located within 1.5 miles of the Indiana Harbor and Ship Canal to determine the children's PCB exposure. The study revealed that PCB concentrations were higher inside the schools than outside them, about 194 nanograms per cubic meter. But the concentration levels were below what the current U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's recommended action level is. The research team also found that the sources of the PCB exposure varied among the schools, suggesting that historical contamination and new paint may have something to do with these valuations. Pepper spray, while not PCB, was on the menu at a Barberton, Ohio high school earlier this year. Several high school students in Barberton voluntarily received a dose of pepper spray in their faces as part of a criminal science education exercise. That's from Cleveland.com. The school's criminal justice teacher, Jerry Milford, was a former police chief. He administered the spray. we're going to find out about what happened to these schools and why these children said yes to pepper spray in their heads. When we come back from this break, we'll also have some news that you're going to want to hear on the economy. Thank you so much. Power Hour.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies. Even if you're retired, there are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So happy to have you here today. My name is Sam. Daniels will be here for the interview with Sherry Rogers. That'll be in Hour 2. Bruce Fife in Hour 3 talking about the new coconut controversy. Don't forget the Power Mall. The Power Mall is online. The phone number 877-817-9829. There is a 10% off on all Numana products at Numana.com. And as Joyce always said, buy it from the good guys. And there's also free shipping for a limited time. I know Daniel is so supportive for everyone and all the Power Hour team, everyone for you hanging in there and being that support for the Power Hour. And if you spend $100 on Living Streams probiotic products, you get a free bottle of Chabide. Again, that Power Mall number 877-817-9829. Let's get back to that story in Ohio, Barberton, Ohio, where some pepper spray was sprayed in the faces of high school students. It was part of a criminal science education exercise. Now, all the students involved were required to give consent, and they had to get a permission slip signed by their parents. Their permission form stated the students would be given a choice to be swabbed or take a quick burst to the facial area with a chemical agent. They said that there were risks involved, and the effects were noted on the form. Parents and students were notified that the pepper spray would cause irritation and burning sensation to nasal passages and eyes for about an hour. There is a video online showing the spray going on outside of the school in Barberton, Ohio. It happened earlier this year. According to Today.com, the entire exercise, they did it so the students could get extra credit. They didn't have to write a paper about criminal justice. They didn't have to share their time mentoring students in trouble or visit a local halfway house or lead discussions on how their communities are being besieged with drugs and crime. For a few extra points on their grade, these criminal science students lined up outside, out the school, and they waited for their turn to be pepper sprayed. You wonder if, what were they thinking, or were they thinking, or were their parents even thinking when they signed the document? Maybe the children wanted to get out in the classroom. They figured it couldn't be that bad. The spraying was described as controlled and safe. Maybe they just wanted that extra credit. One parent shot the video and actually said she was immensely proud of her son to be so brave as to volunteer to be sprayed in the face by a harmful toxic spray. He actually experienced those side effects for a couple of days, although the permission slip, as we said, said it would last for more than an hour. Some parents were pretty upset, but the school defended the exercise. According to CNN.com, Patricia Cleary, the Barberton City School Superintendent, believes these 11 graders received a lesson in law enforcement and consequences. The superintendent also reminded those who are concerned about the real-life training that, hey, parents, you approved it. Yes, they did sign those papers, but did they really read it? And will any of the children experience longer physiological or psychological terms from that experience? They volunteered. You might remember in 2002, the undergrads from UC Davis who were protesting were really sprayed with pepper spray. They didn't volunteer. And teachers have also been involuntarily pepper sprayed. Jesse Hagelin is a high school history teacher, and he was walking down a public sidewalk in Seattle during a Martin Luther King march in 2015. And all of a sudden, he didn't see the pepper spray coming. And he got sprayed. He had difficulty breathing, anxiety, stress. He was eventually awarded $100,000 to settle a federal lawsuit. Sandra Del Fuente was the officer that did the spraying. She was mildly reprimanded and described as being a wonderful role model for the community. The police chief at the time, the Seattle, Kathleen O'Toole, said, well, you know, the spray was used because we just don't have enough officers on the scene. So what do you think about that? Turning to economy and business, the Federal Reserve is debating when to unwind $4 trillion in bond holdings. The Federal Reserve is figuring out when to start holding as much as $4.5 trillion. It's going to be a major turning point for the economy still healing from the 2008 financial crisis. The story comes from the Associated Press. Some federal officials want to announce the beginning of the process in a couple of months. According to the minutes of the U.S. Central Bank's last month's meeting released a couple days ago, others pushed for more time to see how the broader U.S. economy fares during the second half of 2017. But they all agreed to begin to unwind all that by taking the bonds off the market. The Fed is helped to encourage lower long-term interest rates and made it less expensive for consumers and businesses to borrow. One of the goals gradually of unwinding the balance sheet would be not to disrupt broader economic growth despite the possibility of rising long-term interest rates. So we'll see what happens. CNBC on another economic news, hey, they say they're bullish on oil. The commodity took a tumble in the first half of 2017. It fell 14% in an oversupplied market. But one fund manager believes oil is reaching a turning point. The energy sector is down but not out, Rob Thummel said. He's the managing director for Tortoise Capital Advisors. He says the fundamentals are set up for a second half comeback. You're going to see crude oil inventories globally and domestically begin to climb month after month. That'll support prices, he says, boosting the whole sector. He sees a lack of capital investment in U.S. production, leading to an undersupply of crude oil, resulting in a rise of crude prices. Of course, he encourages you to consider oil. He says, actually, midstream energy transportation and the storage sector are an attractive investment. If you remember, oil, of course, was one of the goals when they began planning for the Iraq War. How long has that been? You might remember Tony Blair, the Downing Street memo. That was a transcription of a meeting with Prime Minister Tony Blair and other senior ministers in the summer of 2002. And it was the first hard evidence about the collusion of the U.S. and the U.K. in the rush to war in Iraq. One of the key sentences in that memo was that the intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. In other words, the war was going to happen irregardless. You may also recall all those meetings that Vice President at the time, Dick Cheney, had, those secret energy meetings with the heads of oil companies, and they had maps to divvy up Iraq. Another revealing dossier called the Chilicot Inquiry Report in the UK, that was released in Britain in 2016, which absolutely showed that Saddam Hussein did not pose an urgent threat. The weapons of mass destruction were presented with unwarranted certainty, though, and the war was unnecessary, and that the UK undermined the authority of the UN Security Council. So the Middle East memo says that Tony Blair may actually face formal charges over war crimes if judges overturn a controversial ruling that gave him immunity. Now, the Royal Courts of Justice heard arguments yesterday. They will give their decision in a later date, but it may all be for rote, as the British Attorney General has intervened, saying that, well, it doesn't really matter if you overturn Blair's immunity. He says, actually, it's hopeless, because the crime of aggression is not recognized in English law. So that came from the Chilicot Inquiry Report and, the Middle East memo. We're going to turn to that tragic story. Just keeps on going. 11-month-old Charlie Gard. He turned 11 months just yesterday. Of course, this is the young infant born with a very rare inherited disease called infantile onset encephalomyopathic mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome, also known as MDDS. Now, the National Review says there is only 16 cases known worldwide. Those who suffer from this usually die in infancy. Little Charlie, the son of Chris Gard and Connie Gates, has been hooked up to life support for 10 months in the intensive care unit at the Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. 3 months ago, the doctors at the hospital told his parents that their infant son had brain damage, seizures, could not survive on his own, and there was nothing they could do. So the recommendation was made to remove Charlie from the ventilator. His parents refused, citing that there was a potential, although untested, treatment called nucleoside therapy available in America, and they raised $1 million to get little Charlie where he could go so this experimental protocol could be done. At that point, the hospital authorities went to the High Court Family Division, and the decision was rendered by a Justice Nicholas Francis. Here's what he said. He concluded that death was in Charlie's best interests, and that there was no scientific basis for believing Charlie would respond positively to any experimental treatment in America. Justice Francis also remarked that he consulted with experts who told him that nucleoside therapy could not reverse structural brain damage. Therefore, Charlie should be permitted to die with dignity. The National Review adds that Justice Francis ended his decree with praise for the absolute dedication and devotion of the family from the day he was born. So the parents after that went to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals upheld the decision of the lower family court. Then the parents went to the European Court of Human Rights. That's the highest level of appeal available to them in the physical realm. The European Court of Human Rights agreed Charlie, now 11 months old, should be permitted to die. They eliminated the right for a parent to care for their disabled child. In the past few days, the story has grown internationally. You may have heard that President Trump and the Pope have both weighed in to offer assistance. A Vatican hospital The Bambino Jesus Pediatric Hospital in Rome says, hey, they're ready and willing to care for Charlie if he's allowed to leave. But the Britain's foreign minister named Boris Johnson says, for legal reasons, we can't transfer that child to Rome, because it's in Charlie's best interests to follow the decision of the medical experts and the courts. This also means the parents are not allowed to bring their young son home to die. So he remains on life support in a London hospital. Now, there are people around the world putting pressure on government officials. Charlie's mother is so grateful for the support from the Pope and the President. She says they're traditional men who believe fighting for family, and we're going to continue to fight. An associate professor of University of Law in London said the doctors at the hospital must, this is what needs to happen, the doctors have to change their mind and then go to the courts and have the court set aside the order. He said that could be done in a matter of hours. Now, why is this case important? Well, it's an international case that really is bringing to light who is in charge of the medical treatment of a child. The practicing physician, the hospitals, the boards, the courts, the parents. Here's the last word, courtesy of Wesley Smith. He is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute Center on Human Exceptionalism and a consultant to the Patient Rights Council. He has a book called Culture of Death, The Age of Do Harm Medicine. Now, here's how he describes it. Charlie and many other similar cases I could recite involve profoundly ill people of all ages. And it's known in the bioethics trade as futile care or medical futility. He calls it FCT, futile care theory. Futile care theory authorizes doctors to refuse or withdraw wanted life-sustaining medical treatment over the objections of family and patients when the doctors or the bioethics committee believe that the patient's quality of life makes that life not worth living. An important point to be made here, he says, we're not talking about an intervention without a physiological benefit, a medical determination. The FCT, the futile care theory, is a value judgment. As bioethicist Dr. Stuart Young put it, futility determinations will inevitably involve value judgments about whether low probability chances are worth taking and whether certain lives are of a quality that are worth living. Worse, this futility care theory empowers strangers to make decisions, very important and intimate healthcare decisions. Deciding whether to accept or reject life, sustaining care is one of the most difficult medical choices. Under FCT, a patient's decision, whether it is the desire of an infant patient's guardian or written in an adult patient advance directive, it does not matter to institutional and professional opinions. Wow. That's a couple of different stories all about that little boy. A lot going on in this case. They haven't taken him off life support yet, but the family is still fighting, and we'll see what happens. There are tragic stories in our nation. Perhaps you're familiar with medical kidnapping, where children are actually taken away from their parents when the authorities either believe that the parents are not acting in the child's best interest, but perhaps by not giving them those vaccinations or pharmaceuticals, or maybe they want to have CDB oil instead of chemotherapy. But there are this is going to be a growing issue, and this is a very, very, very important case. You're listening to the Power Hour. We have a great show for you today. My name is Sam. My friends call me Redneck Nana Sam. And, of course, Daniel will be here at the top of the hour for the two interviews. It's going to be a great show today, a great broadcast, excuse me. Sherry Rogers will be in with her monthly tips. Of course, you can phone in at that time. What wonderful books she's written. Her truth-seeking capacity seems unending. And, of course, Bruce Fife is going to stop in during the second hour. The American Heart Association is talking negatively about coconut oil. It's not the first time that's happened. Dr. Oz went on a rant about coconut oil back in, I think, 2009. So is it true or is it not? Is coconut oil bad for you? That's what the American Heart Association wants you to believe. If you recall yesterday, Jerry Peterman talking about Fukushima, which is another interview definitely worth listening to, and the best way to do that is to go to Power Our Nation com, and then go to the schedule, and then go to the day, click on that, and you can click on the archive. But he talked obviously about Fukushima, and we have a story coming up next after the break about what the Japanese used to do when they were able to actually go into their forests and walk around and do a thing called Shinrin-yoku. It has to do with helping your meditation. It has to do with helping your health. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Again, a reminder, the Power Mall is open. The number is 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And, of course, after the top of the hour, once Daniel gets here, we'll have calls coming in for one of your favorites, Sherry Rogers. So happy to have you here on the Power Hour. As you know, I'm brand new, so I appreciate comments, concerns, criticisms, ideas. I'm wide open. Right now, I don't have an email address yet, but you can certainly send those to powerhourdaniel@gmail.com. Really, really, really happy to be a part of the Power Hour. For those of you who just joined, it's 10 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. I started off the hour reading an interesting quote about knowledge from a 1922 book called The Third. Here, I'm going to share that again when we come back on the top, but it talks about knowledge is power. It's the Philosopher's Stone, the true alchemy, and it turns everything into gold. We hope you're going to get some knowledge today from the Power Hour.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
and welcome back to the Power Hour. So happy to have you intelligent and compassionate and truth-seeking listeners this morning. Daniel will be here at the top of the hour, and of course Sherry Rogers and Bruce Fife, Hour 3. We talked about, right before the break, what they were doing in Japan, Shirin Yoku. It means forest bathing, and you can do it where you live. They're quiet, non-strenuous walks in the woods, like being bathed in the forest. Forest bathing is a leisurely stroll. It's a leisurely stroll. It's not, you know, going in a mountain hike and climbing rocks and this sort of thing, but it's immersing yourself in the woods to give rise to full sensory expenses. The warm musk smell of a damp earth, perhaps. The auditory crackles of fallen leaves. Bird songs, crickets, eyes draped in the swash of nature's color and touching the cool of a babbling brook, just a few. The Japanese have long believed the beauty of nature can have very positive effects. The concept took off in 1982. It even created a job category called Forest Therapy Guides. Now, if you live and you're constantly barraged by cement, traffic lights, and rushing automobiles, you might be skeptical to the benefits of the wind's gentle breeze through a patch of oak trees, but you can get these benefits. Improved brain function, walking amidst the plants and trees, improves focus and reduces fatigue. Improved mood, when the mind becomes fixated on a particular problem. I believe anxiety has replaced depression as the number one problem in America. It can be difficult to stop thinking about it. Rumination is the scientific term that they use for that process. It's measurable in the brain. Walking in nature has been proved to be more beneficial than walking in an urban area. Another benefit of forest bathing is reduced stress. When stress enters in, as you know, your immune function lessens. It leads to a wide variety of maladies. Studies in Japan have shown that forest bathing can reduce heart rate, blood pressure, and the stress hormone cortisol. There's even a reduced chance of cancer. According to Japanese researchers, the cells that kill cancer are boosted during nature bathing. These killer cells discover and destroy cancer cells before tumors can even grow. The researchers sent their subject into the forest for 3 days to experience extended nature bathing. The ones who participated had a 50% increase in those killer cancer cells. Today, official Japanese trails for forest bathing are marked Shirin-yoku. If this particular forested area is known to stimulate killer cancer cells while citizens are simply breathing in the beauty, I would think that none of these Shirin-yoku trails are anywhere near Fukushima or that area. Let's hope not. I'm sure that there are areas in Japan that are still beautiful. But these are the idea of forest bathing can be utilized by anyone at a local park or when you're on vacation, where you certainly put away your cell phone and you listen to those birds, you listen to the woods, you listen to the wind. Reduces your stress, reduces your chances of cancer. It improves your mood. It lessens your fatigue, and it improves your brain function. That is called Shirin-yoku from Japan. You're with the Power Hour. We're almost to the top of the hour, and hour number two, we're going to have Sherry Rogers, and she's, of course, one of your favorites. She'll be talking about all your health issues, and I'll be taking calls. Daniel will be here pretty soon in just a couple of minutes, and Bruce Fife, let me get that straight, Bruce Fife in the second hour. He's called Mr. Coconut, and he'll tackle this new research actually done by the pharmaceutical industry. The American Heart Association says coconut oil is bad for you. So it's Power Hour. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you around the bend.